Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil.
Hi, everybody.
Before we start our work for this evening, Charlene, and start taking phone calls, I wanted to take a couple minutes and discuss something that I think is just fascinating. I want to talk a little bit about the work of Dr. Schultz. And I have a report of his. He is located online at herbdoc.com, H-E-R-B-D-O-C.com. And he is a physician. He has clinic. And the fascinating thing about this gentleman is I have a story that he wrote of, you might say, his journey, how he started out a son of parents who had heart problems, and he was told when he was 16 that he would either have to have a heart operation or be dead by 20. That's quite a thing to hear from doctors, isn't it?
Yes.
Anyway, he was on a long journey with supplements and vitamins, and nothing seemed to help until he started to become involved with working with real food. And he started juicing things, using things like spirulina, barley grass, alfalfa, beetroot, spinach, things of this sort. And as he started working with it, he found that his health was coming back. He was looking for some vitamin supplements, and he started to do some investigation, and he went to some factories that actually manufactured vitamins. And I found this so fascinating because I have to say, Charlene, as interested in vitamins as I am, I was surprised when I read this, but it made a lot of sense. He says, I knew that since the early 1900s, most drugs were no longer made from plants, but were made from man-made synthesized chemicals to mimic the medicinal chemicals found in plants. But I had no idea that vitamin and mineral manufacturers were doing the same thing and making their supplements from man-made chemicals to mimic food, but not making them from real food. And I was so fascinated with his report because he goes into different things that are in, you know, supplements and actually where they come from. It was a real eye-opener for me because I never thought of that before. And his, I'm not working on commissions for Dr. Schultz. It's just that every time that I see something that I think is really important to our health, I'd like to investigate it and look into it. And so what he uses is he takes real organic food, and he makes his supplement with it. And you mix it in water or juice, and you drink it, but it's real food. And he talks about where spirulina comes from, what it does for the body, what blue-green algae, where that comes from, and what that does for the body. Things like alfalfa, barley grass, and wheatgrass. It's worthwhile going to his site and looking at that information because he has things like seaweed, purple, I guess you pronounce that dulse, D-U-L-S-E, seaweed, cherries, palm fruit. This is what is in rose hips. And all the different vitamins that are in these natural foods. So I just thought I would pass that along for people who are searching these are nutrient-dense power plants instead of taking chemical supplements. So it's something to think about, something to look into, and I just thought I'd pass that along, Charlene.
Well, my belief system is that God created all that we need in order to be healthy. It's just finding that what it is. And I feel like the natural way is the better way. That's my personal opinion.
He has. It's interesting that you say that, because I'm just going to read something, a couple sentences, when he talks about how he discovered his truth. Might not be your truth or someone else's truth, but this was his truth. And he says, this was a turning point in his life, and he says, at this moment, I believe God spoke to me, and I was given a huge gift of natural common sense. In fact, I often refer to it as my natural healing filter. From this day on, I could always look at anything and immediately see if it was a man-made trap or a gift from the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
From this day on, I learned to trust in God and nature, and also be very suspicious of anything man-made. I knew that God had provided us everything
right.
that we need in our food and in our medicine.
I agree.
So it's a fascinating story. And again, if people out there are searching, because he has some very fascinating concepts on health, it's www.herbdoc.com, and that's H-E-R-B-D-O-C. And so, for the audience who are listening to us, I would like to invite you to call in. Our phone number here is, and it's toll-free. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. And if you're listening to us from Canada, we have a toll-free number for you, too, and it's 888-815-9756. If this is the first time that you have come across our show, I would like to say that we are, number one, delighted that you found us, and number two, just take a moment and give you an idea as to how we work with Source, God, whatever name you use for your higher powerful self, the Creator. Charlene works with healing. She works in the quantum field, God's energy field, works with God. If you call in, we'll have some fascinating experiences together of just how that works. And as for myself, Carolyn Evers, I'm trying to think, Charlene, how I could describe myself. My golly. One of the things that I do that I think is very fascinating, and you might find fascinating, is I work with the Akashic Records, and there are many deposits of Akashic Records. I work with those that are found in the center of the cosmos, that are in the care of the cherubim. It is your record from the time that Source Creator brought you into spiritual form, and actually the descriptions there of how souls were created and what their missions are is extremely beautiful. So if you have a question about a health issue, or you want to change something in your life because what you're doing now isn't working, Charlene can work with that. If you have a question about your mission, what you might took on when you came here, we could work with the cherubim. Also, you might want to check out my website, www.carolynevers.com. We have conference calls with masters, archangels, that I believe are just fascinating. And so, Charlene, if someone decided that they wanted to speak to you privately in a private work, why don't you give them your number now, since we do not have someone calling in at the moment.
Okay, it's 801-944-9346.
So, friends, just let me say this. The hour passes by so quickly, and you might be intrigued with some of the things that we're saying and you want to listen, but do call in. Sometimes we have people waiting towards the end because they are thinking of their question and they don't get an opportunity to call in and speak to us. So call now while the line is short. Charlene, why not give the audience a little idea of, why don't we start with this first, how you would describe the quantum field?
Well, the quantum field is actually a vibrational frequency that is from higher up than what on this earthly plane. And usually if you extend yourself, as a clinical hypnotherapist, we learned how to have to slow down a person's brainwave from 4 to 6 cycles per second. And when you do that, then you can go in and program the subconscious mind to change the belief system and the behavior and your actions. And so now we're aware that everybody does that, because actually if you talk to your higher source without recognizing, now science has measured the fact that when you talk to your higher source, your brainwave does slow down. And when you do that, you are programming the subconscious mind and your energy field for whatever that you've manifested that particular time. So then we have to be very careful and be very aware of how we need to state what it is that we want to put in the subconscious mind so it'll work for us. I'm finding that most of us, including myself when I first started, would say the sentence or what I choose to have as my goal or my affirmation or to change what wasn't working for me to something that was, that I had to watch the wording, because so many times we put it in the field in the future, and so the subconscious only understands what you give it.
Well, let's pick up on that a moment,
okay,
Charlene, after we talk to our caller and your name caller.
Hi, this is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
How are you?
We're great.
Good.
What do you have on your mind tonight?
Well, I just had a past life that I'd like removed from my DNA, please.
Okay.
Ah, so what, you were meditating and you had a past life that you came across?
Yes.
Is it a past life or DNA?
It's a past life.
Ah, okay.
You must be working very hard with this, Jean.
I'm trying to.
Okay, what is the issue that you're dealing with?
I was suffocated.
Oh, suffocated. Aha. So what kind of experience are you having now in on your conscious level that...
Well, actually, I've had some problems with breathing and that, and
and
I thought, well, maybe I better call you guys and get it removed from my DNA so that maybe that would change that.
It will. Yeah, it will. Because what it does is it's what's called cellular memory. And the cellular memory is still very prominent in the cells, so if you have an experience, you're still trying to catch your breath, aren't you?
Yes.
Or if you get anxious, you're trying to catch your breath.
Yes.
Okay. If you're stressed, you catch your breath.
What's that?
When you get stressed or anxious.
Yes.
Or fearful.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So what you're asking is to be able to go into the quantum field and pull out that fear of suffocation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then let's go in and have God. Is your higher source God?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go in and have him pull it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
A lot of things are coming up right now, aren't they, Jean?
They are. They really are.
Do you find that these things come up without you intending that they come up? Are they just coming up on their own, or are you really going in and searching them out?
Well, they're coming on their own, too. With the meditation, I've been seeing a lot of orbs and such, too.
Oh, yes, you were talking about that.
Yeah. And it's been interesting and fun to see the different orbs, and I've seen little ones and big ones, and it just...
Do you see faces in the orbs?
I've seen faces around the orbs.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree or disagree with this? I think the orbs seem to be a rather new phenomenon. What do you think?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just since I had a meditation and saw a lot of orbs in there, then I started noticing them on pictures and that. And there was one on a movie that my daughter and I watched the other day.
So it's raining orbs in your place, huh?
Yeah, Carrie said, do you think it's trapped in there? And I said, oh, no. I said, I think it's just showing itself.
Do you write these things down in a diary by chance?
I was. I need to start doing that again. Sometimes I get so busy, but I know that I really should write them down.
I mean, a little note here or there. I think it would be helpful for you to see some of the progression that you've been working your way through.
Yes, so I was thinking that today, how much I've progressed and just all the wonderful, interesting things coming up.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question about that. The things that are coming up this year, did you find that they were coming up last year, or is this sort of a new phenomenon this year?
Oh, it's new this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just coming in leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm. The reason that I asked that is Archangel Michael talked about the energy coming in from the supernova 1987A, and that March of this year that it was coming in the intensity that it would start moving things through the physical like this, clearing it. I really feel that so much of what I'm seeing with people clearing and what's coming up seems to have been after that date, the most of it.
Yes, yes. And I've had things throughout my life, but this year, and especially with your conference calls that I've been able to go to and
listen to. Aren't they incredible?
Yes, it's opened up a lot.
Yes.
Okay, Jean. In order, what I want you to do right now is take 5 deep breaths and blow out.
Okay.
And then tell me how your lungs are feeling.
Much better.
Okay. So what God did for you was, He went into all past lives, all dimensions of time and space and languages, pulled it out of any time that you had the experience of feeling like you couldn't get enough air or that you were suffocating, and pulled it all the memory out of all the cells, pulled it out of the subconscious mind, pulled it out of all of the spiritual body, the emotional body, the physical body, the mental body, out of your aura and your energy field. Your energy field has all your information in it.
Okay.
So it was pulled out and canceled and released, but it was also put back in. I breathe freely and easily at all times. It's safe for me to breathe freely. Because what he did was change the memory that you, during those times that you were being suffocated, that you were able to turn your head and that you were able to breathe freely and deeply.
Great.
So that the memory is out of the air passages and out of the lungs, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
So, right. So Charlene, it sounded to me like from something that you said, that perhaps there was more than one lifetime when this was...
Right, it was for her.
Mm-hmm. The one I had, or the one I saw, I was some type of Mayan or Indian princess, and they were going to put this, like, sludge stuff around me to do some type of thing, and instead they tricked me, and they put it over me, and it suffocated me.
Right. So what the memory, what you do is you change the memory. In other words, taking that memory of the suffocation, and God puts in a different memory because it's a vibrational frequency of feelings and the thought patterns, isn't it?
Yes.
And so he had to change the frequency and change it to you turning your head and finally breathing freely and taking your lungs taking in the air that was necessary to live life to its fullest.
Yes.
See, on a subconscious level, once you tell the subconscious new information, it doesn't understand the other information at all. It's gone.
That's
so
good.
When you ask God to pull it out from all your past lives and all dimensions of time and space and languages, because you had it in another language.
Yes.
As well. So that's all been pulled out.
Thank you so much.
So your cells don't have any of that. Now, it'd be interesting for you to call back and let us know how your breathing is, because it looks to me like your breathing is sporadic. Is that correct?
Well, I breathe shallow, but
yeah,
I've been trying to...
Yeah, fear of breathing, you know, but it's not there anymore.
Okay.
So I want to see how, you know, if you'll call back and let us know how your breathing is, and also... You're having that issue when you sleep at night.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So that'll make it so that you're capable of sleeping without fear at night.
Okay. Wonderful.
Because you know that you'll breathe okay.
Okay,
that's
and I will
changed.
Call back.
Okay, and so it'll be interesting to see what your sleep pattern is.
Yes.
Because it looks like you keep waking up. It's pretty sporadic.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, call back and let us know next week, will you?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jean.
Good talking to you, Jean. Charlene, when you talk about this issue of someone being suffocated or smothered or trapped so that they have died in this fashion, I suspect that most human beings have gone through that issue in one of their past lifetimes,
right.
Because I think it would have been a very common issue in the sense of, you know, people being in a cave-in or an earthquake or...
Well, almost any, you know, catastrophe.
Yeah.
That could have... Well, you know, I'm even reminded about that with what's going on in San Diego.
Yes.
Is because some of the problems that they'll face is the air pollution.
Yes.
For those that are having problems with their lungs and their heart, because their heart won't be getting enough of pure oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a concern for me.
Yeah.
So we need to really go in and ask God to start clearing out that air very quickly for them. Or they'll have more problems with losing people.
Well, we have another caller, and your name, dear?
My name's Brian.
Hi, Brian. Haven't spoken to you for a while. What's happening?
There's a lot of things. How are you guys doing this evening?
We're great. We were talking to Jean before you about how things really have accelerated this year, especially since March.
Sure have.
Yeah.
Well, and like you pointed out, Carolyn, is the fact that I've never had so many clients that God's going in with absolutely every single one of them and clearing all past lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's really cleaning all things up, you know, to put people in a different positive space.
Well, it's because we have a new and beautiful journey in front of us.
It looks like it, doesn't it? We're quite sure of it.
So, where are you on your journey, Brian?
Oh, I got a long ways to go still.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
yeah,
you know, when you climb up that mountain, the beginning of it is kind of easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get up towards the top of the mountain, it gets pretty steep. So
yeah,
what can we help
true.
You with?
Well, I was wondering if Charlene could go in for me, and I need a healing with my hands. I would like to open the channels of the chakras, but for my, I've been told I'm a natural healer, and I wasn't sure what that meant. But if there's any blocks and for me to holding me back, I would like those blocks removed so I may use my hands-on healing, and also distant healing for people through the vibration of my hands.
Okay. So you want to do one-on-one, or are you just...
Both. Distant through
my voice.
You want to
do distance as well, right?
Yes, both.
Okay.
And I want the channels to come through my hands to be able to use healing. So
okay.
If there's any blocks or clearing that I need,
okay.
I would like that.
Hey, before we go on with that, I'd like to ask you a question about that, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, there is a certainly a long tradition of hands-on healing. So I'm not doubting that in any way. I mean, I've seen some of the pictures in Curlian photography where this energy does come through
mm-hmm.
the hands. But let us consider something. Is that the only source of this energy transfer through the hands, or can it be transferred with other methods in addition to the hands? I only bring this forth so if Charlene is going to work with this, not to leave out some other aspect of this. What
that's
I mean,
a good, that's
huh?
a good, yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah.
Well, probably Brian, what I'll do is when I go into the quantum field and have God doing it, we can just ask.
That might be a good idea.
What is your greatest gift that you came in to contribute? And then he'll go in and do it.
That would be wonderful.
Okay? Because
yes.
obviously he knows what your greatest gift and your greatest ability and what you decided that you wanted to do when you came in. And
yeah.
then have him go in and intensify it so that you get on that journey, right?
Yes, that's
now,
that's
do you have any fear associated with it?
It's not so much the fear now. It's just what, I guess there is a little fear then. I wouldn't be asking that. But mostly it's what direction to move with this healing, this gift that I have. It's what direction to, you know, like how to use it in a way. I guess I could find information online on how to use it.
Part of it, Brian, is the fact that if you've made a decision to connect and you and God do healing, then you will have things that will happen to you. They'll give you an idea of what you're supposed to do. You're not going to have to work at it.
Oh, okay. That'd be wonderful.
See, all of that's true. Let me ask you another question, Brian. Did you have a sense that perhaps you've done healing in the past and in one of those lifetimes something happened that, you know, things didn't turn out well, that perhaps you were persecuted on some level because of the healing mission that you were working with?
Yes, in some dreams that I've had. I've had that where I have tried it. It seems like I'm a role of the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my dreams are about teaching. I just know that. I'm either around a group of people or sharing with them something about myself, and then something happens. Either something like an army comes, tries to stop me, or a group of people trying to do something very bad, I guess. You know.
See, I had the sense when you were talking that this was the block.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
So,
that's why I asked you if you had any fears that associated with that, that we can, if you're already aware of it, if not, we'll go in and ask God what it is and have him pull it.
That sounds wonderful.
Because in the past, what happened was anybody that had the belief system that they were a healer for God, there was a lot of persecution.
Right.
And then a lot of violence and death.
Right.
So what happens is there's that block that's put in front, which is a fear. So you take that vibrational frequency of fear and pull that fear out.
Right.
See, what I'll do, if God will go in and he'll pull the fear out of healing, he'll remove it, pull it, resolve the issue. He'll resolve it, then he will release it and cancel it.
See, Charlene,
after he cancels it, then he'll put in, I now freely, or something, I'll tell you afterwards, what he puts in, but I'm giving you an example, I now freely am fearless in regards to being a healer.
Right. And I know that this energy is not just, you know, it's not really my own. It's just we are vessels of the divine. And this energy comes through, you know, through source to us, and then we're like the conduit, you know.
That's all I am is a facilitator.
Exactly, the facilitator.
Actually, you see, I don't have that tremendous knowledge that God has you shift and change vibrational frequency of energy.
Mm-hmm.
But he does. And so I rely on him. But the law apparently is that he has to have us as a facilitator so that we're in conjunction with the healing process.
I think that's so wonderful, yes.
Yeah. So that's what you're choosing to have, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
To be an open channel for the divine to come through and to heal.
The divine. Okay. Okay. Let's go in and do that, okay?
Thank you.
Brian, I think people who have been healers over the past, in past lifetimes, it's an issue that perhaps we all have had to deal with on one level or another.
Yes.
The persecution, others not understanding, the bias, those who were in power didn't, you know, those who were healing were suspect to those who were in power.
That's right.
So there is a long line of persecution. So you think you're ready to warm up those hands, huh?
Yeah, they've been vibrating a lot and tingling. I get this heat that comes from them.
Oh, yes. You work
and
with
I
Reiki?
I get the hot sweats in my forehead,
mm-hmm.
like the crown chakra and in my third eye.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pressure up there.
Yeah,
and
it's trying to come through.
Yes, I get tremendous heat in my back, like going up towards my neck, kind of like Kundalini energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been meditating more. I'm really focusing on
my intent. Who's working with you? Have you...
No one. I mean, I've just been getting information from other people.
Just think about this. I don't mean somebody on this plane.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking of a master. Have you thought that perhaps they're... are you open to perhaps working with a master to help facilitate this energy?
Sure. I sure am.
Is it something that you think might be desirable?
Like I said, it definitely has to come from the light.
I'm thinking...
But
that would be the only one I'm thinking of. I mean, I'm thinking of the many masters who work... You know, Master Kasumi. I can just think of so many really beautiful masters who work with human beings.
I feel also outside sources. You know, like extraterrestrial
mm-hmm.
sources. So it's really
that's your connection. You feel that's your connection.
Oh, that too. Yeah, that galactic energy.
Mm-hmm. See, I was sensing that. That is part of the energy that you are feeling, is that there are others who wish to combine their energy and work with you.
Yes.
And I was just going to mention, just think about it. You know, consider that thought.
Yes.
Because I know you've done this before.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Okay, you're done.
Okay, can you explain what happened, please?
Well, what he did was he went in and he pulled it out of, it's kind of interesting, usually it's kind of a Reader's Digest, you know, scenario, because it has to be done so quickly.
Yes.
With it being on the radio, it usually takes a little bit longer to do this because of the how extensive it really is. But what he did was pull it, that fear out of the fear of violence, persecution, bloodshed, pulled out all fears and all negative vibrational frequency associated with that fear of being a divine healer for deity.
Yes.
And pulled it out of all past lives, any time, any space that it was, any time or languages that you might have been involved with that, pulled it all out. Actually, we end up removing it, pulling it. Then he goes in and resolves it. When you resolve an issue, you've got to change it, don't you?
Yes.
In other words, then he released it and then canceled it. Then we replaced it with, I am now a facilitator for God.
Yes.
In healing, in all dimensions of that is in my lifetime, to serve God and mankind. Okay.
Okay.
So that was put in, not also in your DNA, because all the other stuff was pulled out of your DNA. So there's plenty of that in your ancestral line. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Charlie.
Yeah. Let's see how it goes for you.
Okay.
And it's part of it is this, there's going to be a sense of relaxation. Associated with it now, rather than in the past, there was a lot of anxiety associated with you doing it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, known from hearing from you before, it has been. But your ultimate desire is that you came back in to this lifetime to finish the job that you started once before.
Wow.
But apparently, there was bloodshed associated with it.
Yes.
Because that's what it was pulled out, was the bloodshed. The violence and the bloodshed. So you came back in this lifetime to once again be a facilitator for God for healing.
Yeah, see, something was going on because I've been feeling the past couple of months a lot of heat coming out of my hands. And also been feeling just a lot of heat in my back and in my solar plexus. So I knew something was going on.
Right, it is.
And I was wondering if there's any, that's why I wanted to go in and clear that, because I thought, well, if I had an open channel, that energy could come down through me. You know, I can facilitate that energy a lot clearer.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful, Brian?
Oh, it feels so good. It really does.
And what you've got to do is really keep always yourself in with pure intent.
Yes, it has to come from love, from the heart.
Yeah, it has to come from love, and it has to come from pure intent.
That's
all
right.
The time. Because God is the healer. We're the facilitator.
That's true. That's exactly right. Well,
thank
you, ladies, so much.
You're welcome.
Bless you, Brian.
Thank you, Carolyn. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
A lot of excitement going on, and I think to a certain degree, Charlene, we're all healers on some level if we open ourselves up to it.
Well, that's my perception, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody that is here, if they have any sense of wanting to be in that space, it means that they really have been before.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in at this time of our evolving as humans, right, as mankind, to come in to make that transformation of mankind into a higher vibrational frequency.
What I'm finding so fascinating is, to me, is how many people in general seem to be becoming more aware of their past, what they need to be doing in their present.
Right. I agree with you very much so. And more and more people, it's getting so that it's accelerating to such a point that you've got more and more people that are wanting to make sure that everything's cleared so they can move forward.
Yes. And these are people who are making that choice that they want to move forward. And perhaps we should take a little moment and speaking about that, because I've noticed with not only our callers tonight, but callers that we've had in the past, they know that they want to move on. They have made, it appears to me this way, that the people who have been calling us are people who have made that commitment that they want to move in the move forward.
Yes, and I think they have that sensitivity built within themselves that this is the time frame for them to succeed. You know, I think in the past maybe it wasn't available or to succeed, but a lot of them are coming in with the idea that this is the winding down. This is the time that I'm going to be a healer, and this time I'm going to succeed.
I think that's very true. I was coming from a little different perspective, and perspective that I was coming from, and what you're saying is a very valid point, Charlene, but the perspective that I was coming from is that the people who are calling us seem to be aware, but there are many people who have not, you know, we meet them every day. They do not seem to be awakening, and I just wanted to kind of throw out a thought, and the question is, where am I going? So for those who maybe haven't thought of that particular concept.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, now's the time, I believe, to start thinking about that. Is there something in my life that maybe I didn't remember, maybe that has been hidden, and now is the time to take a little bit of time and think about that? And the word meditation has a connotation to a certain extent of something different and something special, but basically I would say it's taking the time to decide if there is more to your life, if you want more in your life, and to start doing a plan to find it. Well, take that thought up a little later. And your name, caller.
Yeah, hi, good evening, Carolyn and Charlene. This is Kim from Louisiana.
Oh, hi, Kim.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, hi.
Good. I've been listening off and on. And, Charlene, thank you so much, because everything's been really wonderful. And the work that you've done, you did some work on my husband and work on my son, and I really greatly appreciate it. And things are going better at work, too.
Isn't that wonderful?
So, yeah, it is, Carolyn.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. So the reason I called tonight is because I'm going through a lot. I just moved out. I'm separating from my husband. My dad's dying.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I had a chest wall infection in the fall, and I think I have it again. And
a chest wall? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
An infection in my chest wall. Like,
oh, okay. I got it.
I got it. Heart attack, but it wasn't.
Okay. Are you saying an infection in your chest wall?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And I think that's what I have again. And I think I have it again. And I'm, like, thinking maybe I could get some healing, Charlene, and it could go away. I'm trying to send it as much love as possible. And I know that there are obviously issues. You know, issues with my husband, issues with my dad.
How much of this do you think has to do with stress?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's connected. I think it's connected to stress, yeah.
Well, Charlene, I'm sure you are willing to help Kim with this.
Yeah, let's go, Kim, and do that, okay?
Great, thanks.
The reason that I brought that up, Kim, about stress is you're involved with so many issues right now. It might be helpful to yourself if you think about the stress issue a little and what you could do to help pamper yourself and release some of the stress.
Right.
What do you usually do that helps relieve stress?
Probably listen to internet and radio. That's all I'm thinking.
Well, we're delighted to help relieve some of your stress. I was thinking of a bubble
meditation
bath.
Or exercise.
Exercise, or beautiful music.
Yeah, well. Okay, want you to be aware that there's some emotions that is creating it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go into it, but is it okay? Because you're dealing with some things and you're really not in a position. I hear you're not in a position to really express it. So what's happening is you're kind of internalizing it into your chest cavity.
Yeah, that's exactly true, because I'm in a situation where my family would be really upset and disappointed about my separation, and I live 1,000 miles away, and I'm hiding it from my family. So you got it right on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what he was telling me. Okay,
yep.
So what is it that you choose for him to release? He wants permission for something you want. What, I speak my truth? No.
I give permission to release all negative emotion and energy around both issues so that the healing, the pain, the infection pain can go away. So I'm not so worried about it all the time.
Okay, let's do that.
Put in a word here, Kim.
Yeah.
How about is this a personal power issue?
Yeah.
In other words, you taking back your personal power.
Right.
Well, and it might have been one of you that said, and it might have been you, Carolyn. I'm not sure who it was, but it might have been one of you said, you know, wow, this is one of the most empowering things you've ever done for yourself across all of your lifetimes, and this separation thing. And it really is, in so many ways, I know it really is empowering. You know, on the other hand, my husband is ill, and so I guess there's a little bit of guilt there, you know?
Yeah.
And it, maybe that's just natural.
Of course it's natural.
Yeah, and
Here is a man that you have lived with, had children with, I'm assuming that.
Yeah, and I love him, right? And
of course.
Love, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I can't stay with him now.
And when we go through these moments, this is intense pain for a person because everywhere you look, the decision affects so many people. I think sometimes it is helpful. I know when I had difficult decisions to make, I sat down and I used a pad of paper a lot. And one of the questions that I had is, what is the very best thing for this particular, that I can do for this particular person, is the best thing for me to do at this particular point in time. It helps clear the mind out when you write some of these things down on paper instead of, you know, thinking about it and worrying about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Charlene, were you working on the issue, darling? She must be. She's not replying. We kind of have this little talk when she's at work. See, she
That's
works
fun.
And I'm playing.
So, Carolyn, can you? I've met the person that I'm going to be with in the astral. Is there anything you could tell me about that person by checking out the Akashic record?
Yes, I will be glad to do that. One of the problems we have is it's now. Minutes before
so,
the hour,
right,
and
over.
Yeah, it's Charlene's going to come back with the answer, and it'll be like the two of us would be talking at the same time.
Gotcha.
I would really like to do this for you, Kim. And so, what I would like to ask you, I'll be on the air Saturday,
okay?
And of course, you could call then, or you could call in next Wednesday. I sense that there is some really good, well, I shouldn't say it in that way. There is information there that I think would be very helpful to you.
Yeah.
But I don't think now is the time because of the time constraint. Charlene's going to come back and say, yeah, I'll tell you what she's seeing.
I'm kind of psychic myself, Carolyn.
What'd you say?
You can probably figure that out, that I'm kind of psychic myself. And I know there's good stuff right around the corner. It's just that I have to get through this, you know? And it is really hard because I've known for about a year that I'm going to lose, you know, my husband and my father-in-law and my father in about a 12-month period. You know, I'm going to have to bury them all. And it just hasn't started
because
yet.
Because they are all ill?
Well, my dad's dying. He might go to Phoenix for surgery, but the odds of the surgery aren't going to be
right.
Good. My husband is not taking his high blood pressure medicine or his diabetes medicine, so he's, you know, very self-abusing person. And
it sounds like he's given up.
Yeah, he has. Mm-hmm. And then my father-in-law is 88 years old and, you know, not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
Kim, one of the things that he said was, you're taking on the responsibility for their issues. You're to let go and let God do it.
Okay.
In other words, you're going in and taking their energy that is and giving off your energy to help them, to support them, to make sure they're okay. Is that correct?
Right.
Well, you're doing so much of it that you're depleting your own body.
Gotcha.
Okay. And he said to let go and let him do it. And he'll
okay.
do it. You know, it's their time frame when they're supposed to go.
Right.
And God will take care of it. You're to step back, relax, and let God do.
Right.
Okay?
Perfect advice.
So he put that in there so that you...
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that you'll recognize the fact you do not have to take on their illness or any their energy to support them because it's their time frame.
Right.
Okay, and you're not to give.
Right.
You're not to give any of your energy to it, because you can only do it, only process your own self.
Right.
Okay.
You know, there's something else here, Kim, and that is that they have to recognize also that they have God's light within them.
Right.
Right.
And you can, like, when you are working with one of the individuals that you're talking about. Recognize the fact and perhaps maybe even envision it that they have God's light within them. You know, they have their soul, they have God's light, they have their path, and if you start recognizing that, perhaps they will tap into that thought and start to depend upon it themselves.
Right. That's beautiful, Carolyn. Thank you so much, Carolyn and Charlene. Have a blessed evening, guys.
Okay. Let
you
us
too, Kim.
You, okay.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye, Kim.
Bye.
Well, Charlene, can you believe, darling, it is an hour.
I know. It just whips by like it's 5 minutes.
I know. So how about you real quick, giving your telephone number for those?
Okay. 801-944-9346.
And what time zone are you in?
Oh, I'm in Mountain.
Okay.
So right now it is 7 o'clock my time.
And as for myself, my website is carolynevers.com, carolynevers.com. Please go and make yourself aware of the conference calls that we are doing. This is incredible work. The masters are coming and working with us on telephone calls, and I have to tell you, it is life-changing. So goodbye, everyone. Glad you were here. We'll see you Saturday on the next show with Caroline Allen. And Charlene, goodbye to you, darling, and thank you for joining us today.
You're sure welcome, and Godspeed to everybody.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye.